off the top, we want to welcome to our studios Kelly Clark. And Kelly Clark has an interesting program that they would love to bring to Hamilton schools. And so far, there are 600 schools taking part in Ontario, but none in Hamilton. So we'll dig into this. The program or project involves nobody. Huh? It's like a Mel Lastman thing. Nobody. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Can you explain, first of all, you actually even brought nobody with you, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah. What is nobody?
Nobody is a program that can be used in any group, and the idea is really getting young people to figure out their strengths and use them to help the community, and it's done in a sort of interesting way to get students involved in to have fun doing that.
But nobody itself is a doll, right?
Right.
Okay. And when the group starts, so let's say, for instance, a school in Hamilton, a class, a grade three class in Hamilton, wants to get involved in a project involving nobody, the first step is to contact you folks and get set up.
Right. And we actually took 5 years working with teachers and principals to make it really simple. So what happens is a mysterious box arrives and it says to everybody from nobody. And it can be delivered by a principal or a caretaker or right. anyone in the school. And inside the mysterious box, it says fragile, top secret. Inside is nobody. It's a blue denim human shaped doll. And the idea is it has no interests, no abilities, no age, gender, ethnic or cultural identity, friends or character. So right away, the teacher challenges the students to say that everybody in the class will help nobody become somebody. And okay. they follow sort of choose your own adventure steps to help them identify their strengths and build a project.
Wow. So you're really, so it's a blank slate and it's a chance for kids to come together and actually take a look at themselves and sort of imprint that on this blank slate.
Exactly. It's sort of a mirror. It reflects all the strengths in the class at the end. Nobody has a different week with everybody over the school year. People start as late as April, but it gives them a chance to take nobody home, do their, if you want to just call it even a good deed, add something that captures their experience, and nobody just becomes, represents what everyone's done.
Where did the Nobody Project originally start?
It began in a classroom in Toronto, and I was just teaching with students, and I just became really frustrated seeing my students try so hard to build self-esteem based on superficial things. All kids,
like who's got the cool shoes.
Exactly. And, yeah. Clothes, friends, who likes them that day.
Right. Yeah.
And I really wanted them to start building their self-esteem based on things that are earned and lasting.
Yeah.
And just get them to really focus on that and realize
on the good on their well, like you said, on their strengths,
right?
You know, so you sit there and so young girl in grade three class who, you know, feels she's not happy with her body image, she's not happy that she doesn't have the coolest clothes and all those other things, but now you're asking her to say, well, you know, to look at herself and say, what is it about you that you can like?
Exactly. And the thing that's been really exciting is seeing that really the whole focus of the program is what are your interests? What are your abilities? Use them to help someone else. And whether you're at an inner city school and you don't have a lot of support, or you're at a school where you've got tons of support, everyone has interests. You can't buy interests. You can't sell interests. They're there for everybody to mm-hmm. discover and everyone to share. So it's been really neat seeing kids become really empowered by running with arts or sports or whatever they love to do and applying it to a outreach project.
Now, I'm guessing if this nobody has landed in 600 schools in Ontario, at the very least, nobody comes out of that every single one of those schools being a good hockey player.
Definitely.
Nobody's an exceptional hockey player.
There's been tons of donations of school equipment to that kids have outgrown for sports. They've done online petitions for sports for safer conduct. They've taught young neighbors, so they come up with anything hockey related.
Yes. You see, because I know certainly it's funny. I have a daughter in grade 7, mm-hmm. and she is just so head over heels interested in boys. And from grade 6 and through grade 7, most of the boys still more interested in hockey.
Right.
And I keep saying to her, honey, don't worry. It's going to turn the corner, and then you're going to be saying, oh, God, I wish the boys would leave us alone. So at some point, that all changes. When nobody arrives in the classroom, obviously it comes with material to help the teacher through the process?
Right. It comes with everything. It actually has a DVD, so it's implemented 3 short lessons, and the teacher learns with the students, and that way it cuts us off. cuts out all the costs of workshops and teachers having to go after school to learn about it. It literally comes in the package. They press play, a 5-minute, 10-minute, 10-minute lesson, and then there's posters and a teacher guide and bag and everything they need to get the program up and running immediately with only a couple minutes.
Well, that's very cool. And, as far as nobody is concerned, once it lands in a classroom, does each student sort of take nobody home for a day or?
Right. The first lesson, they find out who nobody is and then they draw names from a hat and determine the take-home order. So it's a fun start to see which order and whether you're first or last, there's benefits to both. And then they each get, sometimes it's a night or a week, depending how early in the school year students start. But we always say you don't need a doll at your house to do a good deed. So a lot of kids, they might be the last to take it home to add the 3D attachment, but they can start right away.
Okay. Do any of the boys, turn their nose up at the idea of carrying a doll home?
It's funny because so many teachers start with saying, I'm not sure how this is going to fly. And then it ends up being the boys that really run with it because nobody, it's just a vehicle. It's not, it's just something to make everything the students do tangible, and it's a celebration piece. It really just captures what everyone does. And every time nobody comes out, even the student that did something months ago sees their 3D attachment. So it's been interesting seeing even one school was an inner city grade 8 class, and it was the toughest boy in the class, had nobody on his lap while he was doing math, which the teacher found interesting. So kids are kids, and adults love it too. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And for a lot of boys, it gives them, I mean, you have the opportunity to, you have to do it. I mean, this is homework. I got to take this home. It's homework.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it allows them to express themselves in ways they sometimes feel like it's not cool to express yourself.
Exactly. When there's 25 kids and one teacher, it's hard to tap into everything every student's into. So this gives a chance for kids to do that. And it's so it works that way.
Yeah. We're with Kelly Clark, to everybody from nobody. And we're talking about putting nobody in some Hamilton classrooms. We'll be back. We've got a little more information we'll share with you on this. And right now, it's suddenly turned into the land of the dolls in here. I'm surrounded by nobodies. I'm always surrounded by nobodies. It is Mike Neighbors with you, and Kelly Clark is here from a fascinating project. What is the name? Is there like a company behind this? Is this an association, a group?
There's three programs. There's Who is Nobody, Qui est Personne, which is the French version, and Who is Green. And they're all under a company called One Backyard, with the idea that beyond your fence is still your backyard and still for you to look after.
That's a cool way to look at it, because we talk all the time about local issues and everybody, that sort of NIMBYism, not in my backyard. Hey, this whole place is all of our backyards, right?
Exactly.
This is where we live. I have in front of me a blank nobody, and nobody, for those just tuning in, is a for lack of better terms, a doll. A stuffed doll, but it comes completely blank, faceless. It's just in the shape of the human form. And then you've also provided me with a sort of a completed
somebody. Yes.
Somebody. Yep. So after this doll has spent a period of time in the classroom, and it can be lengthy, it can literally live in the class, I guess, most of the year.
It could be a whole year, it can be 1 month. It's really flexible.
Okay. And after it's lived there, this one has all kinds of things. So each student has now added something to this doll.
Yep.
What can you just a couple of the, just to give people an idea of what kinds of things some of these students came up with? Because I mean, obviously this one is pretty cool.
Yeah, they're all really personal stories. Kids come up with projects based on something they've seen on TV or something in the news, like Haiti, or it could be something that's happening at their home. So, for example, one boy's father was blind, so he added eyes so he could talk about the CNIB, Canadian National Institute for the Blind, and someone else added a tail because they walk dogs in their neighborhood to raise funds for the Humane Society, and her dad's allergic to dogs. So there's always a backstory that's really interesting to every 3D attachment.
And as far as 3D, I mean, one of them, yes, put a t-shirt on them. They've put pants on them.
There's a shoe for child labor, representing the injustice of that and how lucky we are to be in a country where that doesn't happen.
That is very cool. And then people have attached bags with pictures, personal photos, a spoon. That's, you know what? Yeah, I'd give him a napkin for eating. He's got all kinds of cool things. And then when the project's done, once the nobody has become a somebody and is really representative of that class, Then do they sort of keep it in the class as a reminder? Or?
Yeah, it's a kind of a class mascot, but rather than just getting something that's already pre-made, they've created their own mascot that represents everything they've done. There's also a scrapbook. It has stories and pictures, so it has a strong literacy component with all four strands, reading, writing, oral, communication, and media literacy. So they have those two pieces that tangibly reflect everything that's gone on with the students and all their strengths.
At my daughter's school, when she was graduating grade 8, each graduating class takes a ceiling tile, one of those big white ceiling tiles, and they all chip in and color it and do a design that represents sort of their class. But the only thing was, is they do it as they're leaving the school. It's when they graduate. Now, it's very cool for the school to have, and now they've had several graduating classes, so a whole bunch of these ceiling tiles are colored and different kinds of designs and stuff representing the classes that have come through there. But those kids don't get the benefit of seeing it, being reminded by it. And this is the kind of thing that could really, you know, sort of live in a classroom. You could end up with a bunch of them.
Right. It can go through all the years and graduate with them.
It's very, very, it's a very cool project. And so far, we don't have any Hamilton schools on board.
No, we, there's 25,000 students that are participated over the last 3 years. And it would be amazing to involve local schools.
That's very cool. Well, I am certainly going to bring nobody to my next parent council meeting at my child's school and see if we can't get them interested. And if anybody else wants information on how they might get their particular school interested or maybe talk to the school board about getting involved, the best way to do it is to go to the website, whoisnobody.com. All the information's there. There's pictures of what we've been talking about.
Yes, and Rotary Clubs have been a huge, they've been so generous donating kits and having students back to the Rotary Club to present all their, a big focus for them is literacy, youth, and service above self. And this program really gets all of that going.
Yeah, it's very cool, very personal, and allows kids to express themselves, which is always a huge benefit to them and to the other kids in the class. Whoisnobody.com is the website to visit if you want more information.